relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
So when babies are born, the doctor looks at them and they make a guess about whether the baby is a boy or a girl based on what they look like. And most of the time, that guess is 100% correct. There are no issues whatsoever. But sometimes the doctor is wrong. The doctor makes an incorrect guess. When the doctor makes a correct guess, that's when a person is called cisgender. When a doctor's guess is wrong, that's when they are transgender. So I'm a man, but when I was a baby, the doctors told my parents I was a girl. And so my parents gave me a name that girls typically have and bought me clothes that girls typically wear. And until I was 18 years old, everyone thought I was a girl. And this was super, super uncomfortable for me because I knew that wasn't right.
Well, it is, because you are a girl. It's called chromosomes. It's non-negotiable. You can take testosterone, you can pretend to try and grow a beard, but you're still a female. How did we get here? That is a first grade teacher. That person has responsibility over the most vulnerable minds in our society. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and we have a very special 3 hours for you because its theme is courage. Three individuals who in their own spheres say, damn it, I'm just going to tell the truth. One man who has mapped modern Marxism in its veiled form, that is critical theory, done more than anyone else to document the truth about what is happening in America, in our institutions, in our schools, in our universities, and refuses to be silent. Then a medical practitioner who's trying to save the children from the transgender extremists and likewise will not hide the truth because that is the wrong thing to do. And then a politician who fights for the truth and was the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Liz Truss, will be in studio. I'm honored to know people like this and to be able to share with you what they have to say, which is the ammunition with which we will save our civilization if we too have the requisite courage. First guest in studio, likewise someone I like to call a friend, is the author of a seminal work originally that was Cynical Theories about Critical Race Theory, and now his latest work, I have my pre-publishing copy in my hand, printed out, but it is already out for you. The Queering of the American Child is the founder of New Discourses. We're delighted to have him in studio, in the swamp, Dr. James Lindsay.
Good to see you, Seb. Good to be back in the swamp.
I'm not sure you mean that, but we'll take it at face value. You're here to meet some friends of ours and do some interviews. We're delighted to share this targeted opportunity to have you in D.C. I'm going to take full credit for the authoring of this book, although I had nothing to do in writing it. When your Cynical Theories book came out, there was half a page, a paragraph, on queer theory. And I can remember, I think I was at a Turning Point conference with you, and I said, James, this paragraph is the most important part of the book. We need more on this. We need a whole book on this paragraph. I'm sure I'm not the only one who said that to you. It is out with your co-author. I'm so excited to discuss it. First things first, what is queer theory?
There's a number of ways we can define it, Seb. Queer theory is a Marxist theory of normalcy, is the easiest, most direct way. So what do I mean by a Marxist theory? Page 1, chapter 1 of the Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx says that in a word, he says, history moves according to a struggle of classes, which in a word can be described as oppressor versus oppressed. So there's a system. Classical Marxism says there's an economic system. Some people are oppressors. They oppress others and exploit them and steal their value, alienate them from who they really are, yada, yada. And the solution to this is to abolish private property and to seize the means of production of economics, which means to seize the means of production of mankind, because our souls are forged in our economic condition.
Because everything is material.
Correct. Everything's material, sociologically material, metaphysically material, all the way material. So queer theory takes this exact same architecture straight out of the Communist Manifesto and it updates it. It says there are certain people who are privileged by the fact that they consider themselves normal, and society accepts that they're normal, and they have a set of values called normativity, that it's better to be normal than not to be normal. And so they
Which
say,
is actually the definition of the word, normal.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Means according to the norm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, which is a statistical term. It means it's what most... Yeah. People or things happen to be. Right. And so, yeah, so they say that people have arbitrarily decided we're the normal ones and the other people are the weirdos, the kinksters, the abnormal, the perverse, the degenerate. And they say that's a system of oppression. In a word, it's oppressor versus oppressed. So they want to seize the means of production of normalcy so that they can abolish, in their own words, the normal and the legitimate, which they feel like those dominate people who fall outside of those scopes.
Now, what you do in your books, from a critical cynical theories on down to this one, is you don't just extemporize and give your own opinion. You quote the authors of these theories. That paragraph on queer theory on your prior work, I can't read it on air because it's full of foul language. These professors, in their written academic work, are stating that we have to, quote, F with the concept of normal. We have to F with the mind of our students, of everyone, so they don't know what normal is. It's anarchic sabotage at an intellectual level, is it not?
It is. Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's another term, gender effing. Where you're supposed to mess with people's minds about the concept of gender itself, whether or not it relates to their biological sex, which that was bad of me. There's no such thing as biological sex. It's just sex. Sex is automatically biological. And when you say biological sex, you imply maybe there's another kind.
This is where gender comes in, right?
This is where gender
comes
in.
Can you explain the gender, the genesis of this concept, and how also it's tied into the likes of Kinsey, of money? Give us a little bit of a historic overview.
Yes, well, there's kind of two pathways into the study of gender, or what was called in the feminist circle sex roles. We can lay that on the feminist philosopher Simone de Beauvoir, who was also kind of a neo-Marxist. She wasn't purely Marxist anymore. And Simone de Beauvoir said that, here's the deal. Women aren't born to be women. They're born as female, but they become woman. And that's
because of social programming forced upon them.
Correct. It is called the socialization theory, or the theory of what is it called? Social constructivism. Yeah. And so women are constructed by the patriarchy to be women in a particular way, and they need to break free of that prison. That's Simone de Beauvoir's idea. Later, that was 1949 in The Second Sex. A few years later, we have Kinsey, and the zoologist, and we have John Money working. John Money was at Johns Hopkins, and they were coming up with this new idea that gender, in fact, is this separate entity to sex. Sex is what gametes your body produces. It's what reproductive organs you have and what, I should say, gametes they would produce under normal and healthy development. It's expressed in chromosomes for human beings, but not necessarily in every animal. And so Money believed particularly that this is actually separate from who you think you are. And he created the concept of gender identity.
All right, hold that thought. We've only just opened the Pandora's box, the latest book, The Queering of the American Child, newdiscourses.com. Follow our friend at Conceptual James right now on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I have such a long list of questions. I'm so excited for today. These three incredible guests all in studio. If you enjoy the deep dive with true experts like James, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Never miss an episode. So leave a 5-star review, share the links with your friends. And if you want normalcy and sanity back, put the yard sign outside your home. Trump 2024, the booking photograph from Atlanta. SebGorkaStore.com and support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That's what we do every day for 3 hours, and we're going to do a damn sight more of it. Oop, did I say that? Sorry. We're going to have lots of fun for the week of July 4th, a weekend. We'll be traveling the waterways of the most beautiful state of the Republic, Alaska. I've never been on a cruise ship. It's our Patriots Alaska Cruise, June 29th to July 6th. More than 370 of you booked. I think there's like 7 cabins left. Don't miss out, especially if you regret not coming on our trip to the Holy Land a year ago. This is absolutely essential. Travel in the most beautiful, beautiful parts of America with hundreds of patriots that love the Republic just like you do. Check out the itinerary and book your cabin today, SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Okay, we don't rehearse these. Can you tell we don't rehearse these 3 hours every single day? We just have free-flowing discussions. Even when President Trump comes on, we don't clear our questions to him in advance. We want to have real, genuine discussions. And in the opening segment with our good friend, James Lindsay, he talked about the attacking of normalcy, that queer theory, that critical theory is about attacking forever what it means to be normal and making the abnormal the new standard. It's a great coincidence with what the wonderful Victor Davis Hanson just said.
He's very effectively doing this split screen, and he's the candidate. He's telling America he's the candidate of normalcy, a return to the normal, the traditional. And they are the radicals, and they are the people who are crazy, and he's not. And these split screen differences, remember he was at the rainy wake of an NYPD officer, why Biden was leveraging $26 million from movie stars and campaign contributions. Then he hit it again at Chick-fil-A, why Biden had at the White House these stars with their girlfriends' glitzy dresses as if they were at the Oscars. And if he can keep doing that, it really shows you that he's redefining the Republican Party and maybe America as a party of middle-class people, as class starts to substitute race. People are identifying more in common with their economic status than they are with their tribal affiliations.
From the Chick-fil-A to the bodega in Harlem, where the kids, I can't stop playing it, shouted, "We love you, Trump." James, we're celebrating your new book, The Queering of the American Child, which really is the heart of the radicalism that is infecting Western civilization. Have you divined what is the end state? Because from this, I mean, it's truly bile-filled. It's Maoist, it's Marxist, but it is fueled by hatred. But when you say you're destroying the concept of normal, for me, it seems like just anarchy. Is this just a new version of anarchy?
Well, almost. The answer is sort of. First of all, let's just be real clear. It's not going to get to an end state. It cannot get to an end state.
Because there is it's not a logical thing, right?
Correct.
It's a negative.
That's right. It's a constant subtraction into nothing. Right. And so it can't get to the end state. But anarchy is close. The right answer is actually given to us by one of the most famous incidences of queer theory in the public eye that's happened, period, which is when Senator Marsha Blackburn caught Ketanji Brown Jackson and said, "What is a woman?"
Yeah.
And Ketanji Brown Jackson, who, while I haven't examined her myself, I believe is a woman, could not answer the question because she said that she's not a biologist. This got big laughs. Everybody paid attention. But what she really said is, "I'm not an expert."
Yes.
Which means
yes.
When there is anarchy created by the queer theorists themselves become like gurus that tell you what is and is not valid, who really is a man and who really isn't. If you lean into this microphone right now, like at the opening of the show, we had this woman saying that she's a man, and you lean into the microphone right now and said, "For the rest of the show, Sebastian Gorka is a woman," they would come and say, "No, it doesn't count. You're mocking us. You're making fun of us." Because they know when it's real and when it's not. So you have to turn to them. They become the cult leaders.
But when Dylan Mulvaney mocks all women with his parody of what a woman is, screaming and running around, that's not a parody of a woman for them. He's a hero.
Correct. So they know when it's real, when it's stunning and brave, and they know when it's fake and when it's mockery, which means they get to decide every time. Now, we talk about that with Dylan Mulvaney and you and me and whether or not we have to defer to this woman as a man or whatever. Now, imagine doing this to a six-year-old.
Yes.
This six-year-old has not created the concrete ability to understand categories in the world, like male and female, to develop the capacities for reasoned understanding of the world around them. They are not ready for this. So it's just massive confusion.
I'm sure you were traveling and you didn't catch it, but on the show on Monday, I shared this fresh story. I went to get my hair cut on Saturday, and this very fey man was sitting in the waiting area of the barbers, of the hairdressers, and I thought, a man can't cross his legs like that. If he has something between his legs, he can't do that. And I thought, is he gay? And then he talked to his 7-year-old son, who's sitting on a high chair getting a haircut. And I thought, maybe he's just strange. I don't know. And then the kid has his haircut, gets off the high chair. The father sits down for his trim, and he hands his phone to the child in public, who watches, as I can hear loudly, a cartoon in which one of the characters says to another character, within my earshot, I'm not comfortable with the pronouns she and her. I am they and them in public. Now, what does a six-year-old do with that, James? That's just indoctrination.
It is. It's actually indoctrination into confusion.
Yeah.
It's straight mismatched categories. So their ability to develop the understanding of the world, the ability to understand who they are, where they fit in, what other things are, without having to ask a guru, is obliterated. So what it creates, you said, does it create anarchy? No, it creates complete dependency on the people that the cult
docile develops. Individuals, lemmings who can be controlled because they must appeal to an authority figure.
If this was Soviet Union or Mao's China, we would say you have to go ask the commissar what the right answer to the question of are you male or female.
And the commissar is, for example, the first grade teacher with the blue hair who we played at the beginning of the show, who says that there's no such thing as, you know, it's an accident at birth whether you're a male or a female, and a doctor guesses. Yeah, that's the commissar.
Correct. That's the commissar, and of course that's complete nonsense.
All right, we have so much more to uncover. The book is out now. It is published by New Discourses, The Queering of the American Mind, How a New School Religious Cult Poisons the Minds and Bodies of Normal Kids. I want to dive into that concept of this being a cult. You can get it at newdiscourses.com, and be sure to follow our friend at Conceptual James. He is the preeminent scholar of all critical theories that are subverting Western civilizations. Don't forget to give us a follow as well. I am available on all the social media platforms except the fascistic YouTube. So look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us. We are a TV show as well by just downloading the Salem News Channel app or watching us on your Roku, your Fire Stick, or your Samsung Plus device. And for unique content by me and direct access to me, just subscribe. It's free to my Substack. That's sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name as one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do not touch that dial. We'll be back with the great James Lindsay after these messages. Illusion.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
And you want to be on the Supreme Court? Ketanji Brown? You're a woman. It's very, very simple. Adult human female. Yeah, it's that simple. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from ReliefFactor.com studios. If you enjoy our show, make it possible. Support it. This is an NPR. We don't get $500 million of your taxpayer money. We have amazing patriots who support us after you support them. People like Mike Lindell. The left wants to cancel him permanently. Why? Because he's a patriot. He believes in America. He believes in God. And that's enough to put him on their hit list. He has hundreds of items, not just the MyPillow, on his webpage. Made in America for Americans for you. Let's buy America, not that Chinese garbage on Amazon. Use my name for up to 2/3 off and free shipping. You will not get a better offer anywhere. Buy American. Start today. Check out MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. For those maximal discounts, you've got to use the secret code G-O-R-K-A. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, code Gorka. A couple of times in our discussion of your new book, The Queering of the American Child, we've used the word cult. It's actually in the subtitle of the book. Why is that word applicable to critical theories and especially queer theory?
Well, basically for about every reason possible, but you have to be indoctrinated into it, for one thing. When you've been, it's not natural. You cannot discover it in nature. It's not possible, actually, to be a queer person, because queer is a political stance. You can be a queer political actor or activist, but you can't be a queer person, because queer is defined by David Halperin, as we document in the book, as a opposition to whatever is normal, legitimate, and dominant. That's a political position. It says that it refers to no positive truth or stable reality. So that means it's not...
What happens if they win? Because then do they have to delete themselves? If they have to be in opposition to that which is the norm? If queer is the norm, then they're in trouble, right?
Well, that's a whole thing within queer theory. There's papers called Queering Queer Theory, because it's become too normalized already and too rigorous. But this is true. But it's a cult because it has to be indoctrinated into. It's a political stance. And then it starts to cut you off from people who don't believe it. They're transphobic. They're homophobic. You can't be around them. Your parents might not like it. You've got to be protected from your parents. You've got to be protected from people who would try to stop you from understanding your true inner self, which is what we're revealing to you. This is all cult language, and it's being brought to these children in particular, because adults are not so susceptible to it most of the time. It's being brought to children through cult techniques, not just indoctrination, but what's called trauma bonding. So in the book, we document a queer educator named Kevin Kumashiro, who wrote a paper in 2002 called Against Repetition. It means against repetition of the existing normal society. So we need a new not normal society. And so to achieve this, he says, the process of queer education and education for social justice more broadly is to lead children into personal crisis and then structure the environment around them so they resolve the crisis productively. That's trauma bonding. That is a cult technique. You put the children into psychological injury, and then you coach them through it, out of it. It's hazing. Coach
well,
them
it's also
it,
like,
you want them to go.
What is that, economic theory that was propagated in the 70s by two left-wing economists who say you have to shatter the economy. You have to bankrupt the economy. A cloud pivot. The cloud pivot.
Cloud pivot strategy.
So,
yeah,
so you create anarchy economically, and then we can come in and create socialism. So it's the same thing, but it's at the personal level. You create crisis.
That's right.
For the young person. They're shattered, and then you come in and say, let me answer your questions. You think you're a boy, you're actually a girl. I mean, it sounds demonic.
I think that's a great word for it. I'm not quite sure what demonic means, given my religious
evil.
Proclivities, but I use the word demonic to describe evil. This. It's patently evil. It's completely a destructive cult that's based on sex that overwhelmingly targets children, but that, by the way, has very little to do with gay people. In fact, it uses gay people. It hides behind them like human shields to be able to do its very radical act.
Well, and there are those who say it's an attempt to disappear gay people, right? If you take a young boy who's a feet, who likes makeup or what have you, and you say, no, you're a girl, you're denying his homosexual identity.
Yeah.
And as a result, you're actually distorting his reality.
Yeah, they sometimes call that trans the gay away.
Trans the gay away.
But what you have is, the paragraph in the book is called Saint Foucault, holds up Michel Foucault, the evil postmodern philosopher and pederast, as a saint. And then the paragraph where they define queer as whatever is opposed to the normal and the legitimate, the beginning of the paragraph starts with unlike gay identity. Because they say that gay identity is based in positive object choice, a positive truth, reality. They don't know why necessarily. They make no claims as why people are gay, but they say it's a fact of reality. They say queer is not. It's different than that.
For those who aren't classically trained, a pederast is a pedophile. Michel Foucault, one of the greatest left-wing thinkers and cultists, did like to have sex with young boys in North Africa. Look it up. It's just a statement of fact. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First with our very special friend, James Lindsay. Patriot Mobile is your way to push back on this lunacy. Do you know the big cell phone companies are funding the left? Every call you make, every text you send, if you're with one of the big companies, you're funding things like Planned Parenthood or trans lunacy. Don't do that. There's only one Christian conservative cell phone company. It's the one I use, Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee. It's as easy as calling 972-PATRIOT to switch your account. You keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade, and you'll be with those who love America. So much so, you get extra discounts as a veteran or first responder and free activation with my name. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. 972-728-7468. patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Welcome back. This is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. But it's the new Dr. Jeets, Mark II. How? Thanks to the great offices of Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at My PhD Weight Loss, who helped me with no scary injections, no dangerous pills to pop, to lose 42 pounds in just a matter of months. This system works. Right now, Dennis Prager's on it, Mr. G's on it. My wife, Katie, lost 36 pounds. It's amazing. And it works with five meals a day. that help you just burn the fat. I'm down to size 36 in my blue jeans, and I'm 6'3". I haven't been to 36 since I was in my 20s. It feels amazing. Call them right now, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. See my before and after picture. It will shock you. Myphdweightloss.com, 864-644-1900. There is this lady called Catherine Ma who has just suspended, before he resigned, a certain individual NPR who spoke out about the cult at NPR, the right think you must obey. And it's interesting that this woman who runs the Public Broadcasting Corporation, the radio angle of it, Catherine Ma, was formerly at Wikipedia, and she gave a TED talk that fits perfectly into our discussion today with Dr. James Lindsay. Just listen to what she thinks the truth is. Cut 10.
Now, that is not to say that the truth doesn't exist, nor is it to say that the truth isn't important. Clearly, the search for the truth has led us to do great things, to learn great things. But I think if I were to really ask you to think about this, one of the things that we could all acknowledge is that part of the reason we have such glorious chronicles to the human experience and all forms of culture is because we acknowledge there are many different truths. And so in the spirit of that, I'm certain that the truth exists for you and probably for the person sitting next to you. But this may not be the same truth. This is because the truth of the matter is very often, for many people, what happens when we merge facts about the world with our beliefs about the world. So we all have different truths. They're based on things like where we come from, how we were raised, and how other people perceive us.
So truth is a merging of facts with beliefs, as long as it's not Christianity. It can't be that belief. And there are many truths. If there are many truths, surely there is no truth. I'm a little bit confused logically, James.
I mean, the joke is, of course, when somebody says that to you, you say, how do you know that's true? Is that true, as a matter of fact? But what you're seeing there, just to throw out the big fancy cult terms, you're seeing dialectical Gnosticism, the blending of fact and
explain
belief.
Gnosticism, because this is really at the heart of all of this.
It is.
Gnosticism,
that's right.
Which is a religion predicated what? It's secret knowledge.
On secret knowledge called gnosis, and the idea that that they don't want you to have it, whether it's a spiritual they or whether it's the powers that be or the bourgeoisie, they don't want you to know the truth about reality that's being hidden from you. And you're in prison in your own life because of that, and the goal is to break you free of that prison by awakening your consciousness. Listen to all the language they talk about. Consciousness this, woke that. It's awake. It's all cult language. So you asked earlier how it's a cult. Well, there you go. And what did we start with? A clip of a woman, that's the truth,
yeah,
saying, I knew in my heart that was wrong. Secret hidden knowledge.
Yes.
About her right. own identity that just so happens to be false. But what it is a fact mixed with a belief.
Right.
Which is exactly what I was saying. This is a cult belief system. You have secret knowledge.
A video like that TED Talk, that would have been a parody a few years ago. Like that Monty Python skit of the Palestinian resistance fighter who wants to have a baby, but he's a guy. That would have been a joke. These people, they're completely... That woman is earnest in what she said.
Mm-hmm.
She's not afraid. She actually believes that garbage.
Oh, yeah. Further on in the talk, she talks about how truth is effectively operational. She doesn't use that word. But Kelly Oliver, a feminist theorist in the 1980s, in 1989, wrote a paper, and she said that we don't need to worry any longer about true or false theories because we have to worry about strategic theories, strategic operational theories, which borrows from the same ideas from George Soros and his idea of reflexivity documented in The Alchemy of Finance. How does George Soros manipulate economies, manipulate countries? Why does he do all the things that he does? Well, it's this concept he talks about called reflexivity. What is reflexivity? Well, it's this idea that you can get feedback loops going. And how do you get feedback loops going? Well, exactly what this lady said. He said, it's alchemy. He called it, it's called the Alchemy of Finance. And he said, where the scientific method is concerned with truth, alchemy is concerned with operational success. That's a direct quote from George Soros in the middle of that book.
Which goes exactly back to the documents I used to use to teach the genesis of the Cold War. especially George Kennan's then classified telegram about how the Soviet Union works. This is 1946. It was declassified, or rather turned into the article, The Sources of Soviet Conduct, pseudonymously published in the Foreign Affairs. And he says at the beginning, sitting in Moscow, understanding the culture intimately, he said, "You have to understand that for the Communist Party, truth is that which enables us to maintain power. Utterly plastic, utterly changeable from one day to the next. Truth has no constant content. It is that which is useful to us." This is just another iteration of that, is it not?
That's the same definition they give on the Marxist.org. Marxist.org has a huge glossary. Anybody should go read how they misuse words. They tell you themselves, and their definition of truth, they say, is close to, they say there's empirical truth, which is, you know, evidence-based, and there's logical truth, which is reason-based or rationalist. Then they say there's utilitarian. Whatever works is true. And they say that's the closest to Marxist truth. But with Marxist truth, it has to be whatever is true is what advances communism.
Absolutely stunning. It boils down to one thing: acquisition and maintenance of power. Whatever it takes to acquire and then hold on to power. This is absolutely mandatory reading. If you're not familiar with what James has unearthed for us, with his co-authors, with his team at New Discourses, you're just walking blindly into a trap of a cult that wishes to destroy everything you hold sacred, including the innocence of your children and your grandchildren. The latest book, available at newdiscourses.com, is The Queering of the American Child, How a New School Religious Cult Poisons the Minds and Bodies of Normal Children. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. A very special America First today with three incredible guests. Don't go anywhere. Miriam Grossman next in studio, and then the former Prime Minister of the UK, Liz Truss. Relief Factor. It works. It's real. As we speak, more than 1 million Americans are being liberated from their daily pain by this incredible product whose ingredients are proven anti-inflammatories like resveratrol, curcumin, and omega-3s. They assault the cause of the pain, which is the inflammation. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor 2 weeks later. I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free as of January, 5 years after I started taking it. That story should be your story. There's only one way to find out, but it's very easy. You go to relieffactor.com, you order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me and over 1 million of your fellow Americans. Call right now. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Full of little happy gender euphoria moments. I got called Mr. Micah a lot today. Well, completely femme. And that was really heartwarming that the kids just got it. But my favorite reaction, and it sums me up so well, I feel like, is I was in a new classroom and I took off my mask to blow my nose. And I just hear a kid loudly whisper, "Oh, she's a boy." I was like, yeah, you got it, kid. You totally got it.
There's a problem with that. She can't be a he and he can't be a she. It's called biology. We have only a few minutes left with the author, the co-author of the brand new book, The Queering of the American Child, Dr. James Lindsay. Follow him at newdiscourses.com. You use this acronym in the book, James, DQSH, Drag Queen Story Hour. I just want to bring this all home, back home, and give us a little bit of a positive close to our first hour. My wife hates politics. I told her for a decade that she should get involved in it because she's temperamentally suited. She said, no, that's insane. When they held Drag Queen Story Hour in our local library, She came to me and she said she's running for local office. She won. She became the chief election officer. And as of 2 weeks ago, she is the chair of the GOP for the biggest county in Virginia. Is that the positive power of Drag Queen Story Hour, James?
Yeah, this entire phenomenon of throwing queer theory in front of children has awakened the sleeping giant of parents who will always protect their kids and will protect the kids of other people who see this madness attacking their kids. Drag Queen Story Hour is the perfect reason. We saw the horrifying videos for years, the last 2 years, just constantly in front of, you know, kids, people doing sexual provocative things dressed as the opposite sex, mostly men dressed as women. And it turns out they have a paper. They have an academic paper we quoted extensively in the book, and it's called Drag Pedagogy, and they tell you right there what it's about. They say, first of all, that it's not about LGBT empathy. They say it's about something else. They say the empathy, the caring about gay kids, that, they say, is a marketing strategy. They say that explicitly in the paper. They then say that its real purpose is to awaken queer, would say gnosis, I guess, but queer
secret knowledge, secret the cult knowledge membership
of in your children. And then they say, and I quote, that Drag Queen Story Hour, they say it's family friendly, right? This is it's in the first paragraph of the conclusion. They say Drag Queen Story Hour is family friendly, kind of in a wink wink way. What they say is it's not so much that it's good for families and their kids, but it's more of a, they quote, preparatory introduction to alternate modes of kinship. And then they say the family and family friendly, when they advertise it that way, means family as in the old school queer code. That means the other queers you meet on the street.
Their cult.
Their cult. Club.
We have so much work to do. Understand the threat to the civilization. Order the book today at newdiscourses.com. And Stand With The Guy is going to do something about it. You heard his promises. My former boss, President Trump, none of this. If you do this, if you mutilate children as a quote-unquote doctor, you're going to be in trouble in the second Trump administration. Make sure you tell the world you're part of the team. Put the yard sign out. Get the T-shirt, Trump 2024, with his booking photograph from Atlanta, all available at sebgorkastore.com, and support him directly at donaldjtrump.com. 1 hour down, two to go. Stay on this channel.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.